From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. 18 people have been killed in three separate incidents Sunday as Indian troops conducted counterinsurgency operations in Indian Kashmir. The region has been divided between nuclear-armed India and Pakistan since the end of British colonial rule in 1947. Police say 11 militants, 3 soldiers, and 4 civilians died during the clashes. Militant groups have been waging an armed struggle against Indian rule in the only Muslim-majority state of Kashmir. At least 10 people have died after a building collapsed in central India when a heavy vehicle rammed into it. Al-Shabaab fighters launched coordinated attacks on 5 military camps in Somalia's lower Shabelle region. At least 12 militants died, as well as a civilian. Somali officials say 2 suicide trucks filled with explosives blew up Sunday at the Amisom military camp in Bula Marer. That's 110 kilometers south of Mogadishu. It's one of the main towns in the region. This was followed by Al-Shabaab infantry attacks on the camp. Moments later, a bomb-laden minibus approached another Amisom base in the nearby Golwin village and exploded. And Al-Shabaab militants also attacked a third Amisom base with mortars. The governor of the Siberian region, where a shopping center fire on March 25th killed 64 people, has resigned. Aman Tuliyev had headed the Kemerovo region for more than 20 years. A magnitude 5.3 earthquake hit western Iran on Sunday. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage, but it was in the same area where in November a 7.3 earthquake killed over 500 people. This is VOA News. Israel on Sunday said 10 of the 15 Palestinian protesters killed by Israeli gunfire Friday were, quote, documented terrorists who tried to sneak across the border. Friday's violence along the Gaza Strip was the deadliest day between Israelis and Palestinians since 2014. The United States has blocked a UN Security Council motion calling for an investigation into Israel's use of live ammunition against Palestinians participating in a mass protest along the Gaza Strip on Friday. At least 15 Palestinians were killed and 1,400 injured. Christians around the world celebrated Easter, the day they believe that their Savior Jesus the Christ rose from the dead.
Pilgrims ushered in Easter with a sunrise service at the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem. The site resembles the place where Jesus was buried according to biblical accounts. Facing an ancient empty tomb carved into a rock, the faithful sang hymns of the resurrection. A short time later, Easter Mass was celebrated at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. Priests and monks in festive robes chanted the liturgy engulfed in a fragrant cloud of incense. The faithful worshipped around the ancient stone tomb believed to be the very place where Jesus rose from the dead. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
South Korea and the United States began their annual joint military exercises on Sunday. They'll continue for a month. Military officials in Seoul say the scale of the exercises will not go beyond those seen in previous years. North Korea has traditionally accused both South Korea and the United States of practicing invading the North during the annual joint military drills, but has so far remained quiet this year. President Trump called for tougher immigration laws Sunday, promising that there would be no deal for DACA recipients. DACA is the program that allows people brought to the U.S. as children illegally to stay here and legally study and work. On Twitter, the president said Border Patrol agents are not allowed to properly do their job at the border because of ridiculous liberal Democrat laws like catch and release, getting more dangerous, caravans coming. Republicans must go to nuclear option to pass tough laws now. No more DACA deal. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.